Today we begin with a reading from God's Word from the book of James, the first chapter. Consider it pure joy, or consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Here we are slogging through another January. And it's the time of year when we in the North Country are envious of the bears. You know, a bear, they get to spend all fall eating and packing on the pounds. Of course, I did the same thing. But then, when the snow flies, they get to find a cozy den and sleep away the winter. They even give birth while they're there hibernating. And in the spring, they wake up. They're 25% lighter. They didn't have to diet. They didn't have to exercise. And they didn't have to suffer through a Minnesota January. But we can't hibernate like bears. Oh, it'd be nice. Wouldn't it be nice if we could hibernate? In fact, some people have actually tried it, at least a few. I read that at one time there were some early people who tried to make it through the winter by hibernating. In the December issue of the French Journal of Anthropology, there's an article that suggests that an extinct group of early people in Spain tried to hibernate through the winter. And they could figure this out because they studied their bones. But notice that I said an extinct group of people. People are not made to hibernate like bears. The only other record I could find of any group of people trying to hibernate through the winter was an article in the 1900 edition of the British Medical Journal. And there it was reported that in a Russian village, the people were so poor and so on the edge of starvation that to make it through the winter, they tried to have as little activity as possible. In fact, they tried to sleep their way through the winter. What they did is in the fall, they would bake a winter's worth of hard bread. And then when the first snow fell, they would all go to their homes and they would sleep, only waking up once a day to eat a little of the hard bread, to drink some water, do what they needed to do, and then they would go back and lay back down again. Of course, they'd have to take turns with someone tending the fire, but otherwise, all normal civic activities and all normal family activities were put aside as they tried to sleep away the winter. Well, it kind of sounds like this January, doesn't it? January of 2021. So many of the normal things that we count on to get through a January are not available to us. We haven't been able to all go into the movie theaters and enjoy that time of seeing the latest films come out. We haven't been able to pack the restaurants and to socialize. We haven't been able to go to sporting events, gather with large crowds. So much of what we do to survive a January hasn't been available to us this year. And sometimes we just wish that we could, well, be like the bears and hibernate. But we know that's not possible. No, those people so long ago in Spain, they're extinct. and that sleepy little Russian village? Well, no one has ever been able to find it since that article in 1900. So how can we survive when we can't do all the things that we normally do and we can't hibernate? How do we survive this January? Well, for starters, instead of focusing on what we can't do, we could focus on what we can do. And what we can do, even this January, is be doers of the word. The book of James says, don't merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Or as the old King James Version said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now that's a tall order because there's a lot of stuff in here. The Bible is a big book. It's hard to even remember all the stuff that is in here, let alone do it. A decade or so ago, an author, A.J. Jacobs, wrote a book, The Year of Living Biblically, One Man's Humble Quest to Follow the Bible as Literally as Possible. He tried for a year to be a doer of the word, to follow everything the Bible said, from keeping the Sabbath to not gossiping, to stoning adulterers, and sacrificing animals. Now, of course, he used little stones. Didn't actually kill anybody. And he didn't do it out of faith. He did it to write a book. But how can we be doers of the word? How can we do what it says here in the Bible? Well, fortunately, Jesus gave us that little cheat sheet, that little rule of thumb to help us that we find in Matthew chapter 22. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. All the Bible hangs on these two commandments. Love God and love others. And love in the Bible is an action word. It's a verb. It means do something. Don't just think great thoughts about God, but do something to show God your love. Don't just think kind thoughts about a neighbor. Do something. Show your love. Just help them out. We may not be able to hibernate our way through January, but we can help our way through January when we help others and when we love God. I've been so amazed during this past Christmas and Thanksgiving time at the ways in which you have been helping people through the church and also just on your own. I mean, there are hungry people, and you provide hundreds of meals at Thanksgiving. You gave to the pastor's discretionary fund so that you could put food on your brother and sister's table and clothes on their back and a roof over their head. You supported Hastings Family Services and the orphans in Africa with Zoe and Powers. You made calls to the lonely. You wrote cards to encourage people. You prayed for the sick. You delivered Christmas bags to hundreds. You were helping others, and it was Christmas, and it was wonderful. But why does it have to stop? Because it's January. We can help others in January, just like we did at Christmas or Thanksgiving. We can come through January as doers of the word and not hearers only, helping each other. And maybe if we do, this January can be the best January ever. We don't have to hibernate it away, but we can help others and be doers of the word. Now, maybe we can't do everything like we used to in other Januaries, or certainly in summertime. It is January 2021, after all, and the world is still a bit of a mess. But maybe even that can help us to be doers of the word this year. Maybe the fact that we can't do all the normal things that we do to get through January will allow us an opportunity to do something new, to love God and to help others. My wife and I, we started going through this daily devotional book there at the first of the year. It was written by friends of ours, Jim and Lori Strom. They live on the Mississippi, but not here in Hastings. They're 100 miles downriver in a little town of Dakota. And they wrote this book entitled Views from the Porch, a Daily Devotional, Contemplations and Reflections of Today's Busy World. They wrote it to help people who have busy lives like they to find some time to connect with God. They wrote it as a blessing to others. Now, the way when this book is put together is kind of interesting. Every morning, Jim went out on his porch, facing the Mississippi River, there across the street, across the railroad track from the river, and he took a picture of sunrise, every single morning for 365 days. And then Jim and Lori wrote some words to go with each one of those pictures, and they're published in this book. And there's a couple of observations that I have about what Jim and Lori did and about this book. And the first is that when you take the same picture of from the same place of sunrise for 365 days in a row, well, a lot of them look alike, especially the winter ones. It's white snow and gray skies. You know, the cold, frigid air of January just doesn't lend itself to those kinds of spectacular, multicolored sunrises that we so adore. So a lot of these are pretty dull. In fact, often the clouds obscured the sunrise altogether. So it's just white snow and gray clouds. And yet, each one of those pictures served the purpose that Jim and Lori had of conveying a message. Even the dullest, most boring pictures. See, this wasn't an art book. This was a book to share their love for God and to encourage others. Now, the other observation about this book is that just after they began to write, Jim was diagnosed with a rare and deadly form of cancer. Now, this isn't a cancer memoir. In fact, it doesn't even mention the cancer until way towards the end. But as he struggled through that and was forced to slow down and not do some of the normal things, it gave him the opportunity to write this book and to bless others. And in the same way, as January 2021 has forced us to slow down and not do some of the things that we normally do, maybe it gives us an opportunity to use what we have to bless others. Because Jim simply took pictures from his porch and added some words of encouragement to those, and it became a blessing. Tammy and I have been blessed by it, and many others, I'm sure, as well, as we read it. And I'm going to read you just one of their reflections. It's the reflection for January 7th. It's entitled, Be Grateful for Your Own Backyard. And the recommended reading is James chapter 1 that we just heard from. They write, Dorothy reminds us in The Wizard of Oz that we should be appreciative of the things we have. And when we share those blessings with others is when blessing truly takes root. For the Stroms, our blessing is this great panoramic view of God's country and the Mississippi River. It is our privilege and honor to share it with you in these pages. We're not wealthy by the world's standards. We don't have all the latest apps or gadgetry, nor drive sleek fancy cars or wear name brand clothes. Like many of you, we too have struggled with sickness and diseases, financial difficulties and broken relationships. But we give thanks to God for all that we do have each and every day. When we look out at the world from our backyard on the river, despite our current circumstances, we see opportunities to share the joy of knowing Christ Jesus. Thought for us. When we look at the world from our backyard, whether it's on the river or elsewhere, despite our current circumstances in January 2021, we see opportunities to share the joy of knowing Christ Jesus. He continues, James reminds us to count it all as joy. No matter what life throws at you, even the bad stuff, because by envying what someone else has in their backyard, you might be missing out on God trying to use you as an example of joy to someone else. Consider it pure joy. Consider it all joy, says James. Even when you're facing many kinds of trials. And certainly January 2021 is a bit of a trial. And though we can't sleep it away, we can't hibernate, we can help. We can be doers of the word and we can count it all joy and we can help others. Whether that be through our writings or pictures that we take on our phones, whether it be through the words that we speak, the food that we share, whether it be by our prayers or even worshiping together, even though we can't be in the same room, we can help one another by coming together in worship online. And yes, sometimes we even help by getting together on Zoom. We cannot hibernate. But we can help. We can be doers of the word. And maybe in doing so, not only will we survive January, but maybe this January, 2021, will be the best January ever. Let's pray. Oh Lord, help us not to be sleepy Christians, just holding up and whiling away January, waiting for spring to come and for things to change. Help us to use even this month to help others. Help us to use this month to draw closer to you. Help us to use this month to be witnesses of the joy that you bring. That's not dependent on the weather or COVID or the fun things that we wish we could be doing. Lord, may this January 2021, be our best January ever. Because we live it for you. Amen.